There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's a great idea. I was telling Manny that I had said on Friday, which I hadn't said for a while, don't call me in the last 5 minutes of the program, so three of you did. So I'm just going to stop saying that. I guess I could say don't call me now. That would work. No. All right, 855-99-37569, and today is Star Wars Day because may the 4th be with you. I probably need to say that a lot of times because I'm so embarrassed that neither of us got it. Right?
Yeah.
And both of us, we're sort of mostly more tuned in usually than that, but I guess we were just... We got hit one too many times in the fight. We were on Manny's side, and our boy didn't do as well as we liked. But all right, so we did a story last week that said I think it's San Diego is about to pass or is contemplating passing a law that says you can't buy cigarettes until you're 21. It turns out, which I didn't know. That New York already has that law, which I didn't know. I mean, I suppose I didn't know it because you see 16-year-olds smoking all the time. So we're asking the question, smoking, drinking, and driving all have age restrictions. What else do you think should have age limits and why? We got a bunch of responses. What would you say, Manny, on this one? I know my big one, I know, but you go first.
Something else. I would say, wow.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of how to put it.
Put it gently. Yeah.
Well, it has to do with driving. It's kind of, I think the amount that the elderly should be allowed to drive.
Wow.
And by
you know, all right. What's your definition of elderly?
Well, see, that's why it would be tough, because I think you have some people that are of the elderly that can handle being on the road behind the wheel better than others.
Yeah.
At a specific age.
Somebody was telling me that their mother is 93 and still driving, and I'm going, no!
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that's adorable.
No. I mean, and at that point, I think if you're 93, whether you can handle it or not, I think at that point, you've lived a good enough life to where, you know, you shouldn't have to drive yourself anywhere. People should be willing to drive you someplace.
Well, I think it's not so much that you worked hard enough, is that people want that sense, first of all, I think, of independence.
Yeah.
But the idea of a 90-year-old, I think in a lot of states after, I don't know what age it is, I think it may be 60. And it probably varies from state to state. You have to come in and get your eyes tested. You have to come in and take a driving test.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
So, but that's an interesting one, that there should be some restrictions. And as I said, you have to, it's not that you can't drive, it's that you have to come in, I think, and either take an eye test, and in some states a driving test, and in some states both.
Right, yeah. No, I'm all for that. I'm all for that.
All right, yeah, because the idea, I mean, we call my mother Crash. I mean, she was driving, and I'd driven with her a couple times, so it was truly terrifying.
Hmm.
So, I get the question a lot of, you know, and what I say is take the car in for repairs and then call up the DMV, and they'll request that the person come in for a driver's test.
Yeah.
And hire somebody who's cute to the opposite sex to drive them around.
Well, makes sense.
Okay, I'll tell you what, mine is the opposite end of the spectrum, and actually has to do a little bit with with the email from last hour, which is, I wouldn't put restrictions on sex per se, because I think that would be impossible to police or enforce. But I would put restrictions. If we're up to me, when a baby is born, because we're very close to being able to put like a chip in a baby's heel, which will have your phone number on it, your social security number, be able to track you, you know, in the same way we do with puppy dogs. I mean, we're not very far away from that. And I would say that you couldn't have, you could have sex, but you couldn't procreate until you passed the test. That you were capable of raising a child, which probably would mean that you had to have achieved a certain level of, you know, at high school graduation, you had to have a job, you had to, you know, be in a stable relationship. Because, you know, I don't think sex is the problem. I think children having children is the problem. It destabilizes society. It certainly puts women in a very secondary position. We were talking about people on food stamps. And, you know, the poverty becomes genetic if you're not careful, just because, especially if there's, you know, the best example I can give you is India, which was having an alarming birth rate. So what they did was they put movie theaters in every small town, and they put out new movies two or three times a week. And with the idea, if people had something to do at night, they just didn't go home and procreate. And so the birth rate stabilized. And I've done some work in some third world countries with kids. And the idea of doing exactly the same thing, of getting them DVDs, so that if there was something to do in the evening, rather than just hang out with each other, that the birth rate drops down, especially for unwed young people. And the idea is, especially with DNA testing now, boys can't walk away any longer. They can't say, well, you know, it's not mine, because it's very easy to find out if, in fact, it is. And it's equally, I think, devastating. Well, it's not equally devastating, because quite often the girls end up taking care of the baby. But for a boy, a young boy, to have that kind of financial and emotional responsibility, and certainly the financial may be legal, the emotional should be a moral decision. But so Manny and I are working at opposite ends of the spectrum, but I think they're equally dangerous society of people who don't see very well, driving a several thousand pound missile at 40 miles an hour, or more likely 15 miles an hour, and you're passing them at 60 miles an hour, of children having children. So, or let's see what other people said.
We'll start with Marquita, and she says childbearing. She says, I also think, as with driving, you should engage in some sort of education and be able to pass an exam. Too many people are ill-prepared and unequipped for raising children. These children will eventually become adults. Statistics would have it that children of ill-prepared parents often become ill-prepared parents themselves. What a horrible, unnecessary, and preventable cycle.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And, for example, the Catholic Church, because I have a couple of friends who are married recently in the Catholic Church, and they have to go through, especially for a first marriage, have to go through pre-Canaan before they can be married in the church. So, I absolutely agree that parenting is the most difficult job any of us ever undertake. And we are ill-prepared for it. If our parents did a great job, it seems seamless. And if our parents did a terrible job, we tend to do the opposite, which usually doesn't work any better. So, and we're talking about, and how we actually enforce it gets to be tricky. As I said, I've been trying to get sex education in the schools I finally stopped, just because I realized it's not going to happen, and you can only bash your head against a wall so many times. But the idea of not only birth control, but also parenting. And there are schools that are trying to do it. They're in the 80s in particular, they had the thing where you carried around a 10-pound sack of flour, or you carried around a robot that beeped every 45 minutes to be fed, or you carried around a soft-boiled egg, or a raw egg, and had to take care of it. So there are really attempts to sort of say what I would call is offsetting the Mary Tyler Moore school of life, that, you know, that being a single parent's the world's easiest and most glamorous thing to do, and a baby has just become kind of a fancy accessory, because it's not. And again, I think that two adults, whether married or living together, are relatively easy. I mean, who cleans out the dishwasher, who picks up the laundry, or who gets up first in the morning? But once you got a baby, somebody got to take care of that baby. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figured I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Right, so we're talking about the fact that there are restrictions on driving. You have to pass a test. That there are age requirements in terms of drinking, or I suppose technically not smoking. I don't know if people could be busted for smoking cigarettes if they're under age. I don't know, given the fact that they decriminalized marijuana, my guess is not. But I don't know.
I think there is restrictions if you're, in some places. Yeah.
I mean, they're getting to be fewer and fewer places you can smoke. So
right. Yeah.
that may be one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Although I remember when we were kids that kids could go out to the rock pile and smoke, even in high school. I can't believe that they let people do that.
Mm.
But I don't know if they have. I mean, there are a lot of places that say you can't smoke. You know, you can't smoke within X number of feet of this. So, all right. So there are two votes. One of them mine about some restrictions on being able to have children.
Mm-hmm. Lorraine says restriction on starting school. Keep children stress free a little longer.
Say that again. Could you do that again, please?
Lorraine thinks that there should be. Restriction on starting school and keep children stress-free a little longer.
So she doesn't, most kids start school at what, 6 for first grade. Some I think New York now has a mandatory pre-K. So she's saying, I don't know what age she'd like them to start.
Yeah, she doesn't really say.
Well, and the issue that, it's an interesting concept because the social trend is going the opposite direction, isn't it? Because more and more moms are working, quite often out of necessity. It's one of the things we talked about of the sort of obliteration of the middle class, that since 1970, workers' wages haven't increased at all, and cost of living has. And so the way that the middle class has coped is threefold. Number one, women going to work. Number two, working longer hours. And number three, credit. Of which, I mean, they're not ideal solutions, but the idea of there, for example, in a lot of countries, you can put kids in a communal environment to be taken care of at essentially from several weeks old. I think a lot of places it's 6 months. It used to be in this country that you couldn't put kids in daycare till they were toilet trained, which was usually around 3. 2.5 for girls, 3 for boys. But that's gone away as well, just because there are moms who need to work to support the kids, to support themselves. So the tendency is to go in the other direction. The question is it stressful? And I would, it's not that I disagree. I think that it depends what... How many kids are there? What the mission statement of the situation is? Is it to learn or to play? The personality of the teacher, the personality of the kid. So I hear what you're saying, but my guess is that we're going to be going in the opposite, you know, getting kids in communal situations earlier rather than later. But it doesn't necessarily have to be stressful.
Let's go to Bess. Bess says, getting tattoos. You should be 29. You should be 29 years old. Then most people will have enough sense not to get them.
I know. But I think the two growth industries are going to be hearing aids and tattoo removals. Okay.
Genevieve says, there should be an age restriction on cosmetic surgery. Many operations are risky and should not be performed for that reason.
Well, it depends. I mean, I know parents who've said for their sons or daughters' 16th, sweet 16 party, they'd get them a nose job. So, you know, I think it depends what the plastic surgery is. Breast implants, I think you have to be, well, I think you have to be out of your mind to do that. But you certainly, presumably, I'd go more for 29 for that, as well as the tattoos. But if a kid feels that they're, I mean, I tend to agree with you. I mean, that kids under the... Look, here's the deal. As far as I'm concerned, before you have plastic surgery, you should be able to pay for part of it, and which means that you have some kind of job and you have the sense of it's worth it, because plastic surgery is not inexpensive, other than for facial deformities, and I think that's a different category. But for strictly cosmetic surgery that... Well, I suppose facial deformities fall into cosmetic surgery, but the idea being that I don't like my nose, or I don't like my chin, or I don't like the size of my breasts, or that I don't like, you know, that I'm going to have liposuction, which is not very safe either, that you should at least be able to pay for part of it, which means parents aren't going to be doing it, which means that you then see if it's worth it to you. But I know kids who really have felt that their life was changed because they had a different nose. But you're right. I mean, the older you get, I think the more you sort of figure, it's what I got.
Stephanie says, tanning bed use.
Haven't they become illegal in a lot of places?
That I don't know. But I know that there's
well, they're
a lot
certainly
of places
not very
where
safe.
Still being used, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I remember, it wasn't a tanning bed because I don't think they existed, but I remember going to my prom and deciding that I definitely needed to have a suntan, and was, of course, I mean, I don't tan, I scorch. And, you know, and I was not the only one there. And we used to use baby oil and iodine. Why we don't all have skin cancer is not clear to me, although a lot do, but...
Amy says, having babies, if there was only a way to enforce it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I don't know. Look, there probably is. It's draconian, and there's going to be a huge discussion about it. But basically, I mean, you could when girls hit puberty. The problem is that boys. The clue is probably boys, not girls. First of all, your biology is much simpler than ours, and so the probably is you put a little spigot in or something. That you can have sex, but you can't, you know, that your sperm count, that you don't have viable sperm until you've reached a certain age.
Glennis says...
We're moving right along on that, huh?
Well, actually, not so much, because Glennis says breeding, for obvious reasons.
Breeding, well, that's a nice term, yeah. Once we just take all the magic out of it, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Kathy says...
Well, wait a minute. You know what? Let's put on... It just occurs to me. Let's put on Facebook. Would you be... If there was a safe... I mean, we give kids vitamins, right? We give them shots for DPT. And I know the vaccine thing. But if there was something that we could give both boys and girls that was safe, that just basically made them infertile until, you know, they passed the test, would you be in favor of that? Why or why not?
Okay. It's a good question.
And I think, yeah, we have to have it, and be as specific and as complete as you possibly can, because, I mean, in theory, you could, boys' biochemistry is much simpler than girls, but still, I mean, that once one boy is, you know, that we've sort of said that it's okay for him to go and have kids, does that mean he's going to hit a whole bunch of girls? So I think we need to do it for both. And the point is that we're probably to the point where we can, I mean, we could certainly prevent implantation, but that's a whole different issue. And for a lot of people, that's a very, you know, what we want to do is prevent conception, not implantation, I think, if we're really thinking about this. So let's put that up. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secure cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM, with custom solutions for any size business. Imagine no more. Visit Vonage.Telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Right now is the time to jumpstart your health with the new 30% discount from InfoWarsHealth.com. Secure the all-new Techni Tangerine 2.0 with certified organic ingredients that are non-GMO and better tasting than ever. For an exclusive 30% off discount when you sign up at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's 30% off retail when you become a distributor at InfoWarsHealth.com. You've heard me talk about Techni Tangerine for years now, and you've heard others talk about what it's done for them. Take the challenge. Try it for the first time. Or even reorder your Tangy Tangerine and other great longevity products like Pollen Burst or the Alex Pack, all for 30% off when you visit InfoWarsHealth.com. This is a fantastic opportunity to be able to try out the hundreds of amazing products at InfoWarsHealth.com and get 30% off on products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. Visit InfoWarsHealth.com to get started today. You can also sign up for AutoShip and get free shipping. 30% off and free shipping. It's all available exclusively at InfoWarsHealth.com today.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, hey, Dr. Joy, how you doing today?
Doing good, Ian. What's on your mind today?
Well, excuse me, I was wondering how would I go about my son getting, letting my mother see my son. I mean, his mother see my son.
No, letting his mother see your son.
See, yes.
This is not easy. Okay, why does she not let you see the child?
Well, because actually, I don't know. I mean, I go to his T-ball practices. I go to his T-ball games.
Right.
I do the, I pay $200 in child support.
How much did the two of you agree with that, or did the courts agree with that, or what's the story?
It was our agreement, so that we wouldn't have to deal with all the red tape.
Well, does she want more? I mean, did she ever let you see the child? How's the child?
He's five.
Did she ever let you see the child?
Yes.
When did she stop letting you see the child?
When, and why, I don't know. But
no, when?
Well, it was about last year.
Okay, so what happened
when my parents got involved in it?
Okay, what was your parents doing? She acts like
you know, just because he was my parents, they say they're going to do something and they don't do it. You know, they say, well, we're going to call and we're going to come by, and they don't do it, and she's afraid that I'm going to be the same way.
Well, but what's the arrangement? Had you ever let him down in terms of saying that you'd be there and then not showing up?
Sure. Well, maybe once.
Well,
once, and that might be it. You know, 9 times out of 10, I'm there. That's the only one time that I wasn't.
Well, it was the one time a year ago when your parents did the same thing?
Yes.
Well, that's the problem. Have you seen a child? Now, have you kept up the $200 a month every month since last year?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay. So when is the last time you actually saw your child?
Last Christmas.
All right, so we're talking about 4 months ago, 4.5
yes.
months ago. And when was the time you saw the child before that?
I'm sorry?
When did you see the child before that?
October. Late October, early November.
All right, so it sounds like how far away from the child do you live?
Well, we both live in Jacksonville.
Right, so not very far away.
Right.
All right, so...
he lives on one side of town, and I live on the other side of town.
All right, so when you say to... Has your ex remarried or married?
No.
All right, so...
No, she hasn't. She says she hasn't, but she says that if she does, it's none of my business, where I think she's wrong.
Well,
because
with the two of you were never. I mean, I think she should inform you. It's not your business per se, but I mean.
Because if she's with somebody and you know, and she's letting him see my son and everything.
Well,
I think I need to know. You know.
Well, Ian, you need to be careful about that. That attitude is pretty belligerent, and you were never married to the mom, right?
No.
You got to be careful about that. Listen, I think the best thing I would do is I'd call her up and say, look, I really, you know, I'd really like to see Junior. Tell me what will work for you. I'm willing to babysit. I'm willing to see him under, you know, whatever works for you. And I'll tell you what, I'll make you a deal that the first time that I say I'll be there and then I'm not, before you can let me see him next time, I'll give you $100. So that'll keep you honest and it'll make her understand that she has some control over it.
Right.
Okay. Do you have record of the child support payments? Yeah.
Sometimes I do, and sometimes I don't.
You need to have a consistent record. Whether you give it to her by check, whether you give it to her in cash, and she gives you a receipt, and you can make out the receipt and just have her sign it. But should this ever come up, you need to be able to prove that you've been supporting that child in exchange for visitation.
Because that might hurt me. I mean, even though I have some of the receipts from the money orders. When I have some of the receipts from the money orders, I mean, I have some of them, but I don't have all of them, and I'm afraid that might hurt me with the food stamps.
Well, why? Because
I just have some of them and not all of them.
Well, but you can, I mean, you just need to become a better accountant, a record keeper. But, as long as you have a majority of them. Listen, the point is not the receipts. The receipts are important, but not crucial.
Right.
What's really important is you saying to the boy's mom, listen, I want to be a good dad. I want to be reliable. I'll be there. You know, let's figure out a way that will make sense for you. But if you treat her as an enemy, you're going to have less access to your child. And I would just point out to her that it's really important to you to see the child because you love him and because you know that children who grow up with both moms and dads in the family do better. And you'll do whatever you need to do is to make it convenient for her.
Now, I have another question. Is it okay if I ask you now or should I wait?
Go ahead and ask.
Okay. My girlfriend, she feels like... Just because, I mean, I'm trying to treat her nice. I'm trying to be good to her and everything. And she feels like just because her ex-husband treated her like, you know,
How long has she been divorced?
Last year.
How long have you been dating her?
Since September.
Great. You were dating a married woman. Listen to me.
No, it wasn't that. No, she got...
How long had she been divorced but when you started dating her?
I met her after she got divorced.
How long?
I don't know, I think 2 months.
Listen.
July, August, September. Yes.
Listen, you hear my dreaded one-year rule that people shouldn't date till a year after their divorce is final? This is
okay.
The reason why. That she needs to get over her marriage before she can be there for you. Because otherwise, if he yelled all the time, the first time you yell, she's going to figure that, you know, that you're just like her ex. There's not going to be able to convince her. No matter who you are, she's not over that marriage. And I think what you need to do is say to her, look, I'm really crazy about you, but I don't think you've been out of your marriage long enough. Let's take some time off, and, you know, 6 months from now, I'll come and find you, and we'll start all over again, because you need to understand I'm not your ex. But you don't. That's why you don't date people in the first, you know, the first couple of weeks or months after their divorce. They really need to be on their own, to be separate. And you've got a lot going on with your child, and it's really hard to manage a brand new relationship and trying to convince. My guess is that it's not that the other thing that you're not telling me about your visitation with your kid is that you take your girlfriend, and you can't do that. Stephanie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, thank you.
I have a question for you, but first I want to tell you how much I appreciate you've helped me with my mom.
Cool. Well, thank you.
Just listening to you on the radio and everything else, I mean, our relationship has improved a lot.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Thank you.
Yes. Okay, so here's my question. I want to know if I should continue to have my son remain close to his two little friends that are moving out of the country in September.
How old is your son?
He'll be 4 in June.
Well, how would he do that? You mean to not let him play with him between now and June?
I know this is crazy. I mean, this
is
my friend and her kids, and they live blocks away.
Stephanie,
Stephanie,
I don't think the issue is your 4-year-old. I think the issue is you. And we don't stop loving people because we think they're going to move or die, or, you know, you love people because you love people. No, I would not. And he can have pictures of them, and he can email them and stuff like that. I don't think this is about your 4-year-old. I think this is about your 4-year-old's mommy. And I would have the same advice to you. That you'll miss them when they're not here. But the point is, it makes no sense to stop being involved with people you love just because they may not be here forever.
Okay.
Nobody's going to be here forever. Of course you continue to let your son see them and you see them.
Okay. I wasn't going to stop seeing him. I just wondered if I should, because, like, they go to school full-time together and then they...
It'll be okay. He'll miss them. But he's not going to miss them a whole lot less because you stop having him see him at this moment. I mean, that doesn't really make a lot of sense.
And I'm her friend. I wouldn't want to do that to them. I just wondered if maybe I should start kind of putting him in different situations.
No, he's 4 years old, and I mean, he can have pictures, and he'll probably miss them, as he should. But he can also maybe even have some other friends that come along with the two of them so that he has some other friends to be with, and he's 4. Again, I think that this is much more about your issue because you're a grown-up and you get it than a 4-year-old who doesn't particularly. But you can have pictures together, and he can email and write him letters and stuff like that.
Okay.
All righty?
All right. Well, thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you, Stephanie. You hear that part of the theme of the last couple calls is dealing with kids and their parent when you're crazy about the kid and not so crazy about the parent anymore. And the clue is to not, you know, to take the C word, which isn't the word you think it is, out of your vocabulary, the C word being confrontation, that you need to negotiate and remind yourself that at one point you were crazy about this person. The emphasis may or may not be on the crazy, but this person doesn't have to be your enemy. And if you make them your enemy, if you participate or contribute to that mindset, you're making things much more difficult for you, for that other person, and most importantly for your kid, who's going to feel caught in the middle. So the idea being that don't get stuck. You know, if you're in a bad place, if you're in hell, keep moving. All right, so we have to figure out a way out of this. You're looking for solutions, not blame. All right, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, what we're doing now is talking about the fact that as a society, we agree that kids should not be able to vote till, I think, what, 18 now, that they shouldn't be able to join the armed services without parental consent until they're, what, 17 and a half. That they shouldn't be able to drive, depending on the state, until they get a license and sometimes get a learner's permit. And it depends on the state. I think there are some states, which as young as 12, you can drive a tractor. But I think in most states it's about 16 or so to drive. that there are now there are rules about drinking, and there are about to be rules, and there already are rules in many states about how old you have to be able to buy cigarettes. And the idea is, in theory, that you're not supposed to be able to smoke cigarettes for that. And I think for marijuana use, for states in which have decriminalized marijuana, you have to be over a certain age. That for kids, it's still not legal. So the question is, what other restrictions should there be? And clear that the notion is, which I agree with, it's just we have to figure out a way of doing that is moral and not reprehensible. That says it's one thing to have sex, but you can't, because you're not ever going to be able to prevent people from having sex. I mean, you can just say no, and you could. And contraceptives, I mean, there are certainly reliable contraceptives. And I have known people who snuck the oral contraceptive into their daughter's orange juice, but that's not kids taking responsibility. And that it probably should be something that is equally incumbent upon males and females, so that you have to pass the test to say, all right, I'm ready to have a kid, as opposed to, oops. Because it destabilizes society. It makes poverty endemic and genetic. And it doesn't really make any sense. So that's another question we put up. And obviously you guys agree with me. Manny wants to get people who can't see very well off the road. All right, so let's see what else people have strong feelings about, or even weak feelings about.
We continue on with Kathy, and Kathy says the age of, and she put in quotations, continuing to drive needs to be challenged.
Retest. Aha, she's on your side.
Retest every 2 years after you hit 70.
Yeah, 70 is pretty generous. I think there are some states where you have to have to take a driver's test. Great. All right. What else you got? She's with you on this one.
Although I probably would have the age a little bit more, a little bit older.
You'd have, 75, 80?
75, close.
Well, I think you at least need an eye test.
Yeah. Because I think most people in their 70s are still pretty...
Yeah.
In pretty good shape to drive. I think once you get to 80 is when you...
Well, I think, you've got two factors. First of all, you want people to be able to see, and you want the reaction time to be relatively, I don't even know how you measure reaction time, to be quite honest.
And it's tough, too, because everybody is different. I mean, some people at, one person at 73 is going to be different from another person at 73.
That is true.
So... It's a dicey one.
So maybe we could push that up to like maybe 80, 75, something.
Yeah. Okay. We continue on with Chris, and she says, excellent question. What is the purpose of an age restriction, and why trust those who mandate it? We are a nation of restrictions, and are we better for it? Sometimes restrictions are ridiculous. For example, you can have a baby, vote, and serve in the military before the age of 21, but you can't drink. I've lived abroad and find that Americans love making restrictions. I root for minimal government restrictions and let society rely on common or individual sense and values.
All right, so read the last sentence. I mean, she's saying, people love restrictions. Got that.
The last sentence says, I root for minimal government restrictions and let society rely on common or individual sense and values.
Well, but the whole problem, I hear what you're saying, except that if we rely, common sense, as someone said, isn't all that common. And, I mean, if you ask kids how they should be when they were doing something, I mean, they'd say now. My reaction time's better than my dad's. I pay more attention. And we know actuarially that that's not the case. We know that kids are under 18 or under 21, especially males under 25, are much more likely to be in an accident than any other group at any other time. So, I mean, and besides, there are all sorts of restrictions on all sorts of things. So I think saying, well, in this one, I don't like the government involved. I mean, I'm sort of sympathetic with that, but saying let's count on people's common sense isn't sensible. It really is not. Because we already know that that people left to their own devices do not necessarily behave in a commonsensical manner. So, you had me up until, all right, no restrictions. And it's not that I'm in favor of great restrictions. I just think that counting on people to be sensible about it is unrealistic.
Bill says...
You're already giggling.
Bill says Facebook comments.
Absolutely. What's the age? I absolutely agree with you. You have to be over, you know... You have to have an IQ over the age of over 100. That's rude. All right.
Larry says, asking people what should have age restrictions.
So that's not an age restriction thing. I get it. You guys are offended by the question. Tough.
I think they'll survive. Wendy says, having children and pets.
Pets. That's an interesting. Well, as I mentioned, having gone with a friend to a shelter recently, that the whole issue about getting pets has changed a lot. That you have to fill out these forms and you have to say that, you know, I mean, there's just all sorts of stuff about it.
Sue Ellen says, getting married. Let's reverse the process, making it more difficult to get married so people really think about what they're doing. And they make, hopefully, a mature and wise decision.
Well, there are already restrictions about, in a lot of states, that you have to be a certain age to get married.
And she goes on to say, if that's the case, and in the end, the marriage doesn't work, then make divorce less complicated than it is now.
Yeah, I agree with you. I've said for a long time, I thought that that basically marriage should be harder to get into and easier to get out of, because otherwise you trap people in the middle. And that doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
And then the last one here from George. George says, for having kids, I'd even go as far as to make sure they have a permit to have kids.
Yeah, that's it. You have to take a test or something. And I think you could make it sort of appealing to people in that you could get some, bonus, you know, like a coupon off your hospitalization, or you could get a coupon that would allow you to, you know, to buy, you know, to get Pampers at a reduced rate or something. I mean, so there would be some kind of reason to do it. So, alrighty, well, it's certainly a cohesive thought that people are not crazy about people just being able to willy-nilly have babies. I agree. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.